Before Kaspersky Threat Feed Service begins to receive data from the SIEM solution, you should make sure that the service operates properly. Kaspersky Threat Feed app for Splunk specifies port 3000, which Splunk will listen to. Data from this port is redirected to Kaspersky Threat Feed Service. Use the TCP client PI utility from Kaspersky Threat Feed Service package to transfer test data to Splunk port 3000. According to the settings, Splunk will send these data to Kaspersky Threat Feed Service for matching. Then Kaspersky Threat Feed Service sends events to Splunk. The administrator is to make sure that the number of matches corresponds to the anticipated value. After that, you can remove port 3000 from Splunk configuration.